Okay, so continuing on with the theme that we developed in Shishi in terms of the sanctity of the bias and the integrity of Klal Yisrael, so I wanted to focus on the Smichos Parshios that's not often developed in the context of Malkos Arboim, and then moving straight from there to the Parsha of Yibum. Some of us are learning Yivamos this year, so that would be worthwhile to focus on that. And of course, the Smichos Parshios that everybody focuses on is the one that Chazal themselves were Dorish, Losach Som Shor Bedisha, Lav Sheish B'Maisa, Lav She Eino Nitak Lase, in terms of the Chi of Malkos. Some of us, a number of years ago, we focused on Malkos in the context of the distinction between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Noach. The Bnei Noach don't have any Malkos, Azarasan Zoe Misasan, and I made a very lengthy case at the time, which I'll do in 20 seconds here, that Malkos is b'makom miso medes, as Chazal say, and that's the explanation, v'ayayim bin hakos ha-rasha, and then we talk about pen yusif lakosoma karaba v'nikla achicha le'necha, as Rashi comments that, kol hayom kiro rasha v'achshav kiro achicha, right, there's kind of a rebirth here, and the Ramban alludes to it as well, right, arbayim yom, kidei yitziras havlad, and our Arba'im Yom Shenitna HaTorah, that 40 isn't a random number, but it sort of corresponds to this idea of an abrogation of the Torah, and yet the possibility of rebirth at the same time. Yitziras Havlad, on the one hand, there was a spiritual death here. He was Chovel Benafsho, he became a Rasha, but V'nikla Achicha Le'necha, the outer boundaries of Achva, that, Pen Yosef Lakosom, Akaraba, V'nikla Achicha Le'necha. You have to remember that this is not just a punitive process, but is meant to restore him to Achicha in good standing, and therefore Pen Yosef Lakoso. And as a matter of fact, we darshan from Pen Yosef Lakoso Mikan, I think Rashi says it, right? Azhara, le makes chavero, right? That this isn't just for Malkos, but it's a binyanav for every situation where a Jew might have a havamina to strike a fellow Jew, all the way hearkening back, by the way, to the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Vayomer LaRasha, Lama Sakareyacha, even Haramas Yad, is an act of rishus in that context. So this is really a section about Achva, how we give members of Klal Yisrael the opportunity to regenerate themselves, even if they've fallen in a considerable manner. The reality is that we have to give them a chance, we have to give them an opportunity for spiritual regeneration. V'ayayim bin hakos ha-rasha, right, arba'im yakenu lo yosif, pen yosif hakoso makaraba, v'nikla achicha le'necha. And of course, the next section, after we move past, losachzum shor b'disho, is the ultimate expression of achva in the Torah. Ki yeshvu achim yachdav, right, prat le'eshes, achiv shelo haya be'olamo. And tragically, amesa chad mehem, lo siyesh es amesa chutzal le'ish zar, right, as opposed to an ach, and we'll come back to that point in just a second. Yivama yavo eleha, and the stigmatization. Kacha yasaleish asher lo yivnas beisachiv. Rashi quotes, it's a mitzvah kol omdim shan to stigmatize, to say somebody who's not willing to stand in the breach for his brother. Just like we came off the parsha of Malkos and said, this person may have failed, he may have become a rasha, but he's still, right, v'nikla achicha le'necha, we still see within him the possibility for a rebirth, and therefore, pen yosif lakoso makaraba. So here we have an actual brother, and tragedy has struck. Vaya b'chor asher teled yakum al shem achiv ames, Rashi Ramban, Rashi says you actually should name him after the mes, right? Ramban is critical of that, he says that it's like Boaz and Ruth called their son Machlon, right, but the point is that he's b'makom, aviv, yakum al shem achiv ames, and the stigmatization, which the Ramban, by the way, refers to as an achzarius gedola, of somebody who doesn't care enough about his brother to build up his household, right? This is, I think, a very direct extension of the ethos of Malkos. He might be a Rasha right now, but he has the capacity to become achicha all over again, v'nikla achicha le'enecha. Now, he's achicha, Malkos b'makomiso medes is a kind of a trias amesim here. I don't mean that in the metaphysical sense. I mean that in a literal sense. He's given an opportunity for a tabula rasa, for a clean slate. And here, the Torah continues on. It says, the expression of achva, such that afilu achiv she'eno be'olamo, you still have responsibilities to your brother. It's the ultimate manifestation of achva, v'lo yimacha shemo miyisrael, to be concerned for his, for your brother's legacy. And as Ramban says, the achzarios of somebody who doesn't care about that, who's so narcissistic that, you know, the fate of his brother's legacy is immaterial to him, you know, that person deserves to be spat at, v'yarka b'fanav, even if l'halacha it's al gabe karka, we know exactly, right, in a mikra yotze mide pshuto, he deserves it, he deserves very much, v'yarka b'fanav, and he deserves to be stigmatized, b'shar ha'ir, you know, b'fnei am va'eda, kacha yasal ish, asher lo yivne es beis achiv, the achzarius, the Ramban points out in many places that the etymology of achzarius is to behave as a czar. And what is this person doing? He's pretending like he doesn't have any stake in this situation, right? That he's just an ish czar. What do I have to do with this? This is only my brother. And of course the answer is yes and yes and yes, right? So this section, I think, you know, is really about the outer boundaries of achva. On the one hand, right, we talk about somebody, you know, who may have very much fallen short, and he's a rasha, and you may say he's no longer, you know, achicha b'torah mitzvos or re'acha b'torah mitzvos, and yet the chiddush of Klal Yisrael relative to Bnei Noach is that we give him a chance for rebirth. As harasan, zohi misasan is the rule for Bnei Noach, but here we have an alternative form of misa, right, keneged yitziras havlad, but one that leads to rebirth, v'nikla achicha le'necha. So that's one kind of an outer boundary of achva, when a person has spiritually been desiccated. Me'idach gisa, there's another boundary, outer boundary of achva, of achiv, she'eno be'olamo, he's no longer in the world, and yet he has a responsibility, v'lo yimacha shemo mi'yisrael, lo si'eishas ha'mesa chutza li'ishazar, not to behave be'achzarius, but to behave in the manner of achim, ki yeshvu achim yachdav, hinei matovu manoim, sheves achim gam yachad. Good Shabbos to everybody.